This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the new Democratic leader of the U.S. Senate has announced when the impeachment trial of former President Trump will begin.
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway with opening arguments on February 8th. The schedule was announced by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
Both the House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
This will be the first impeachment trial of a president no longer in office, which Republican allies suggest is a pointless effort. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Joe Biden is taking executive action to provide a stopgap measure of financial relief to millions of Americans.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The two executive orders Biden signed would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. He also pressed Congress to quickly consider the $1.9 trillion relief package he's proposing.
If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Between 150 and 200,000 National Guard deployed to Washington, D.C. to provide security for President Joe Biden's inauguration have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a U.S. official Friday. The U.S. government imposed unprecedented security measures in the city following the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, including fences topped with razor wire and checkpoints manned by the National Guard. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that the number of National Guard troops who tested positive could rise, but was still a small fraction of the more than 25,000 troops deployed in the city over the past few days. The United States reported more than 4,000 daily deaths from COVID-19 for a second consecutive day Thursday. That's according to a Reuters analysis of public health data. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the new UK variant of the coronavirus may be slightly more deadly than the original virus.
In addition to spreading more quickly, it also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and the South East, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality.
He added that all the current evidence does show both vaccines used right now remain effective against old and new variants. Cuban authorities announced Friday that they had detected the South African strain of coronavirus in an asymptomatic foreign traveler during a routine airport check. The Dr. Guadalupe Guzman, who heads investigations and diagnostic of the Pedro Cory Tropical Medicine Institute, said that the patient and his companions have completed their quarantine and there is no data to suggest the virus spread to the local population. The new strain is more contagious and appears to be somewhat resistant to the antibodies created by the current vaccines. Thousands of Hong Kong residents are remaining locked up in an unprecedented move to contain a worsening outbreak in the city. Hong Kong has been grappling to contain a fresh wave of the coronavirus since November, and over 4,300 cases in the last 2 months have made up nearly 40% of the city's total. Coronavirus infections in a working-class neighborhood with old buildings and subdivided flats made up about half of the city's new cases in the past week alone. Sewage testing in the area picked up traces of the COVID-19 virus, prompting concerns that poorly built plumbing systems and a lack of ventilation in subdivided units may be possible paths for the virus to spread. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.